BFM 89.9. You're still tuned into The Pulse, bringing the latest in the music world and fresh new music. You're still with me, Off Knitting, and Ali Joe.
Good evening.
You know, the pandemic has put everything on hold, right? So we were just talking about how like live music venues are unable to do their shows. But besides live venues, another victim of the whole pandemic is actually jamming studios, because musicians obviously aren't able to meet up with each other for jamming and songwriting sessions, which is a very important part of making music, especially if you're a band, because you feed off each other's chemistry and you get new ideas from hearing your band member play something.
Definitely.
So obviously we have things like Zoom nowadays, but if you've ever tried to do a songwriting or jamming session with your band members on Zoom, you know that the latency and lag will kill your mood straight away.
Yeah, it does. I mean, not that I've tried it, but you know, looking at other people attempt it. Yeah, I don't know.
You'd probably be pissed off.
Yeah, and many people, I believe, are forgiving of the quality that these sorts of online videos give us, because at least they can still see somebody performing in front of the camera. But yeah. I think when it boils down to sound quality and actually even clarity, it's a lot to be desired.
But fret not, musicians, because Facebook thinks they have a solution. Mm. Well, to be exact, it's from Facebook's NPE division, who just announced the release of a brand new app they like to call Collab. So if you're wondering what's NPE, it's not our highway. It's called the New Product Experimentation. It's a division in Facebook where they come up with new apps for iOS, Android and the web, with a specific focus on consumer services. So among some of the things that they have come up so far is this app called Aux. After the Aux cord, if you don't know what's an Aux cord, you are probably too young.
Look it up.
But that was an app that gives users the power to propose tracks to play, and then other users can vote what should play next. So basically like passing on the aux cord. And another one such app that was developed by the Facebook NPE was an app called Bump, which is a matchmaking app for connecting students from the same school, modern times.
This is like a way to look for bandmates without going to the notice board.
Yeah, but I think Bump was marketed more towards matchmaking.
Okay,
so I think that one you can still go to forums to look for bandmates. The good old fashioned style.
And even that sounds dated, right?
Right?
Going to forums looking for bandmates, or like, you know, what do you like? Or I like the same band.
Only bassist with five strings. But back to this new app by Facebook NPE. So they're marketing this app as a tool for musicians to make music together and jam via three videos that will be playing in sync. So this is how it works. One member will play the guitar and he'll post it up, and then the drummer can record another video playing to his guitar, and then the bassist can add on another video, making it a trio jamming together. So it's kind of like multi-track video kind of jamming. So it's not really in real time, because you have to do it one by one. To me, it sounds and looks more like a TikTok duet function. So in TikTok, there's a function called duet where you can react to someone else's TikTok. So this is kind of like that, but they angled it more towards musicians to jam together. Not that it's a bad thing, but I can see how this can promote collaborations with strangers, especially where you record yourself playing the guitar and put it out to the world, and maybe like a stranger can hear you play and they really like it, and then they can add their groove to it.
Right, and I like that. It's, you know, we're in an age where this is considered new to us, but I think it's moving ever so slightly further forward into a compatibility or capability of recording everyone together at the same time.
Yeah.
It does sound kind of like an old-fashioned thing that, you know, we're recording one by one per turn,
but simplified.
Yeah, but I mean, it's worth a try. It seems like this app have answered what we have mentioned earlier about the lag and the latency, and like, you know, how do you get clarity and all that. This sounds like it could be another way of, say, as the name suggests, a collaboration. Yeah. So you don't really have to be a band. You can just make it with somebody you don't know.
The positive in this is that you don't even need to have a band. If you're just a bedroom guitarist that you always play alone, and let's say you don't have any friends, you can just post it up and you can find new band members. Yeah, I guess the forums are pretty old-fashioned.
Right?
Yeah.
Except that, you know, this completely, for me, maybe this shifts aside the whole chemistry between band members.
Definitely.
Right? That's probably going to go out the window. And it also brings out, you know, you need to be very confident to share your things with the world and people you don't know. It could go either way. You know, you might get really bad reviews of your riff, but you could get somebody who's just as eager as you to jump in and jam with you.
But I can see how like maybe more serious musicians would downplay the effectiveness of this kind of app, because you are essentially playing to you are essentially recording a video. It's not like a traditional digital audio workstation like, you know, Logic, Ableton or GarageBand, where right. you can add in plugins, you know, do mixing, mastering or EQing of your sound. It's just literally a video and you're jamming to each other's video. But I think it still has potential to be something where you can come up with creative ideas together, and basically you can work at your own pace as well, because you can just loop the video that you want to collaborate with and you can take your time to come up with something that complements that.
Right, I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's true. And maybe it is a step forward, right? But I don't know. It remains to be seen how effective it is. Like I said earlier, I think somebody out there might sort of work their magic with these things. And I hope, I'm hoping that it's somebody younger, because
the new generation.
Yeah, I think the new gen has a better knack at you know, technologies like this.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, a bit more old school, I still need that kind of human interaction and connection, because the chemistry really gives you a different vibe.
So it's just an alternative, but not a replacement.
I guess so.
Yeah. As of now, it's still in beta mood. Instantly, I have a few questions on my mind, like how long is the duration of each video, whether there's a limit. Takkan it's 2 hours.
Oh my god, imagine sitting through a 2 hour video, a demo video of somebody.
Yeah, here. And I also like to know whether you can convert the video to audio, so you can download just the audio track, so you can bring it to a real studio for mixing and mastering and stuff. I think it's still a nice collaborative app, maybe in the vein of TikTok, where if you are not shy in front of the camera and you like to, you know, have more video presence, then I think it might work for you. But it would be pretty cool and fun if big names get onto the app. Like, I'm just imagining Elton John playing the piano and then Dave Grohl recording another thing on the drums, and then maybe even Flea on the bass. That would be pretty cool to see.
Or like even cross country, right? Like a Malaysian pianist doing something and then Lady Gaga singing on it.
And suddenly Alina Murang joins in with her sape.
Wow, that's far out, but you know, definitely doable in the new world through social media.
And that's what technology is meant to do. It's supposed to bring us closer. Maybe you guys can let us know, is this something that you'd be interested in? And if you're a musician, maybe you can let us know what you've been using while you're stuck at home to collaborate with other musicians. You can tweet in at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Alright, right after this is our quick fire music news segment, by the way. But before that, I want to play a tune from one-man show Simon Jeffries. So if you follow him on Instagram, he kind of did things similar to what Facebook is trying to do with the Collab app, but he used real video editing software. So he plays every single instrument and he edited the videos very nicely. So you can check that out on his Instagram. This next tune is coming from his new album called Vibrations, that's out next week. Check it out, Simon Jeffries with High Grade, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.